Right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, guys. Long time listener. First time caller. I'm going back a little bit to when you were talking about catchphrases from shows. Things like get smart.
Yes.
Sorry about that, Chief. And to the moon with you. You know, the old honeymooners, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember that. To the moon with you. Right.
To the moon with you. To the moon with you.
And he said it with a British accent, too.
To the moon with you.
Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Norton, I want to go bowling.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Going in, Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
I can't wait to see the donkey show.
Okay, hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Good luck with that.
Hello. Oops, I'm sorry, my fault. Hello, you're on the air.
We continue, Captain, the search for intelligent life.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, Barbara was six for $2.3 million in earnings, not $550,000.
Can I tell you something? I could give a rat's ass. Really? I mean, you know what you are? You're a nitpicker. You're a corrector.
And it took you like 6 minutes to realize you were on the air.
And really, who cares? If it's five or six or six, who cares? It's a dead horse. Who cares?
You're welcome.
Hello? We got to be number one rated in helpers.
Yes.
I really don't know any other radio show.
That was not even arguing the point for the coverage at all. That was just a guy that said, hey, here's what I know. I'm going to tell you what
I know. You know what I've noticed a lot of times when I'm watching TV and it'd be like, Today Show, for instance.
What?
Meredith Vieira will say something like, and coming up on the show today, we're going to have John Clooney. Oh, is he handsome? Is he fabulous? Nobody comes out during the next segment and says, excuse me, Meredith, it's George Clooney.
Not John.
Not John Clooney.
You don't get that.
Right.
I mean, not even the people on the show say anything.
No.
Because it's one of those things, let it go.
They just let it go. Everybody knows she meant George.
Let it go.
Or Rosemary.
Right. Why do people love to correct us? Is it because we are so perfect?
Or is it it's because we're so accessible.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Or is it that we give out the aura of being so perfect?
I think that we correct a lot, and because we correct a lot, they correct a lot, and it's accessibility. You see, if Meredith Vieira was to say, coming up on the Today Show, this is Today on NBC, we'll have John Clooney here next. And but before we do that, let's take some really stupid phone calls. Now, if Meredith Vieira did that, she'd be corrected. Meredith, I believe that was George Clooney. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, that guy's name is Bruce Buffer, Mike.
Well, Buzz had that actually before the commercial break. Right. And what I'm surprised at is that you didn't hear that, because this is not a delay excuse, Ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. KHTK must have been playing their promo.
I don't think you were paying attention.
That's a new excuse.
He wasn't even calling from that area code. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I was calling about that list you guys have been talking about. I didn't hear it. Maybe I missed it, but did they mention Beam Me Up, Scotty?
Beam Me Up, Scotty from Star Trek.
Hold on. Let's get back to this real fast. Thank you, my friend,
Mike,
for keeping the show on.
I think
on
Live Long and Prosper.
Oh, that was the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. Beam Me Up, Scotty, one of the ones that was never actually said?
I think that's like the urban legend. I saw that on a Star Trek special.
Yeah.
You're probably right. No.
Yeah.
Where they were saying
but
that.
You watched. No, he had to say Beam Me Up, Scotty.
I don't think he did. Or
Scotty Beam Me Up.
I don't think he did.
He said, kiss me, Scotty.
He said, me so horny.
Here we go. The greatest catchphrases. According to TV Land.
Yes.
I'm going to go past the obvious ones that belong on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, you know, I think we're agreed, Hey Now by Hank Kingsley.
Hey Now.
Okay. Right. And then you've got, for instance, here's a good one to argue, number 86, That's Hot by Paris Hilton.
That is, boy, that's tough. You know, because it really, she did make that her own.
But she has made it her own catchphrase. But is it because of A Simple Life or whatever that dumb show was? What was the name of that show?
The Simple Life.
I think that's right.
The Simple Life.
Hey, I have a one that just jumped into my, and That's the Way It Is.
Oh,
Walter Cronkite's signature sign-off. Is that on there?
Let me see if it's there.
That's the way it is.
All right, going from 100 bottoms up, I'll give you the really lame ones.
He's so horny.
I love it when a plan comes together. Any idea?
No.
Hannibal from the A-Team.
No good.
Let me see. Oh, my nose.
No.
Marsha Brady, that's the one where she gets hit in the face of the football, but
oh,
I don't think
God, that's
one,
horrible.
One episode.
I thought that was Lauren Tweed.
How about this one? Welcome to the OC, bitch. Well, of course, it's from the OC.
The OC is...
The OC should not be on this list.
Wow.
Hold on. Holy crap.
Oh, okay.
All right, who is that famous for?
That's the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
Right.
Yeah, Peter Boyle.
Okay. Then you have... Oh, Mike, Let's Be Careful Out There is number 72.
Oh, okay, Hill Street Blues. That belongs on the list.
Tell me what you don't like about yourself.
Oh, that's very easy. Nip Tuck. Nip Tuck.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I don't watch that show
but
either.
It doesn't belong on the list, but that's their standard.
Probably not as, because it's not really that widely viewed. No,
they
right?
say it almost every week, but you're right. It's a small niche show.
How about this one? I'll read it just the way it's, I'll read it the way it's written. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey. H-E-H, H-E-H. Ha-ha. Hey.
Beavis and Butthead?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Elizabeth, I'm Coming. That's a good one.
And so Sanford and Son.
Right. We're only up to number 53. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Top 50. There's so many ads in here. Tastes great, less filling. Time to make the donuts.
Well, there's another thing. They're all over the, you know, you'd have to have a separate list.
Silly Rabbit, Tricks Are for Kids.
Famous commercial sayings.
Read My Lips, No New Taxes. That's not a TV catchphrase.
No, it's a presidential speech. Right. God.
Okay, Good Night and Good Luck is number 41.
Edward R. Murrow. Uh-huh.
Then you have Sock It to Me, Rowan and Martin. That's good.
Sure.
Okay, here's one that I would never get. Rob, you're not eligible for this one. If It Weren't for You Meddling Kids, and maybe I'm not enunciating that correctly.
I don't know.
Wait, say it again.
If It Weren't for You Meddling Kids.
Cops?
No. The Bad Guy from Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Oh, God. Give me
that's
a
number
break.
37.
Who wrote that? Barbaro?
Let me see. And then, God, as you get into the 30s, they're all ads. It Takes a Licking and Keeps on Ticking. Mm-hmm. It keeps going and going and going. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Bet you can't eat just one.
Oh, dear.
What's up?
Don?
Yes.
Joe Ardinger has made his way into the studio.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
How about Where's the Beef?
Joe, were you listening to the show yesterday?
I heard the show yesterday.
Okay, well, we did mention number 7.
Number
7.
Way up there.
Mentioned yesterday.
Top 10.
Joe.
On this show. This very program.
KHDK probably ran one of those ads.
That is Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Okay, then you just got a bunch of stupid ones. We could come up with a million better ones than on this list. Let me see. Yada, yada, yada is there. Mm-hmm. No Soup for You is there.
Right.
Then you have, here's the top 15. Book 'em Dano, yeah. Space the Final Frontier. That's from Hawaii Five-0 and Star Trek, right. Respectively.
Right.
Then we are Two Wild and Crazy Guys.
Yeah, that's big.
Steve Martin. Dynamite, Good Times. Mm-hmm. Okay. A. Fonzie. Okay. I'm Not a Crook, Richard Nixon.
That
no.
doesn't count.
No, nope.
Yabba Dabba Doo. Absolutely. That's a catchphrase. Right. What You Talking About, Willis. Mm-hmm. That's a catchphrase.
Pretty big.
Where's the Beef?
Commercial, so it should be in a different category.
Doe. Homer Simpson.
You know, I'm not big on those either because it's really not a phrase as much as a sound.
Right. Isn't I Carumba more of a catchphrase?
I agree.
Or Eat My Shorts?
Yes.
Yeah, I Carumba would be up there.
Right. Then you have Ask Not What Your Country Can Do For You at number 5.
Wrong list.
Number 4, Baby, You're the Greatest.
That should be on there.
Honeymooners. Number 3, You're Fired. Donald Trump.
No.
Number 2, One Small Step for Man by Neil Armstrong.
Separate category.
And number 1 is Big Ed.
And now, here's ladies and gentlemen.
Here's John.
Don and Mike.
And that is exactly what's wrong with all of these stupid lists. Like, you sit through a 2-hour special on, in this case, TV Land, and maybe half of them are really legitimate TV catchphrases.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they got to junk it up with crap like, what was the one show with the How I Met Your Mother?
Right.
How I Met Your Mother.
They had 2 hours.
Is it as though they don't have enough, but they have enough? I mean,
yeah.
I would think they'd have plenty of material. That's maybe it's about it rights, you know, getting rights to it.
That's the way it is. Never was on the list. You mentioned it, Mike. It should be there.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Howdy.
How about what you talking about, Willis?
Okay, it's Mr. 3 minutes ago.
Now, that's he is past the delay time.
He is past the delay time, Mike.
I'm in Sacramento.
Of course you are.
Hold on. No, you're not. Where's area code 209?
Spokane, isn't it?
I think so.
Where's 209, sir?
And that's the way it is. Mike is number 21 on the list.
Oh, good. At least it's there.
Thank you, Rob. Just found that for
me. Hey, I've
Thank
got
you.
One.
Yes.
How about where's the beef?
Modesto. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Modesto.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, you were talking about, I just wanted to go back to the miscasting of Jack's father on 24, James Cromwell, the actor that's doing it.
Absolutely.
Why in the world didn't they get Donald Sutherland?
They did. He said he wanted to work in another project that had a little more meaning. He said, you only do that once. That's Donald Sutherland's theory. You only work, you know, with your son one time. And he wanted it to be something, probably like a movie. He wants it to be a better project.
Ah. And I hate to be like a broken record, but we already had a big discussion about that on the show, like last week when it was announced his dad was coming on.
Right. It would have been a hell of a lot. I think we can all agree it would have been a hell of a lot better to see Donald Sutherland. That might have saved it.
And Rob has just handed me a bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
It is snowing outside.
Blizzardy.
Snow!
That's it. Show's over,
everybody. Topper alert.
Good night.
Here's something for our affiliate cities. You're going to like this. There's a website. Oh, Mike, stop looking out the window.
Sorry. It's pressed against the glass.
Stop looking
Look at the
window.
Flakes.
Stop looking out the window.
Look at the flakes in the air.
I see that.
Duh.
Where's the beef?
Look at that. It's snowing. That's not a flurry. That's a snow shower.
Yeah.
Topper told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Topper told me there is a difference between a snow flurry and a snow shower.
That's correct.
The tribe has spoken.
That's another one on the list.
Jeff Probst.
Probst.
The truth is out there.
That's a good one.
From the X-Files. Mm-hmm. Live long and prosper.
Yep, right. That should be on there.
I'm Rick James, bitch. See, that's a catchphrase.
Yeah, it is.
To me, even though it's not popular now, I'm Rick James. Here's the thing. If it was big enough to be on a T-shirt over the summer,
mm-hmm.
it's a catchphrase.
Right.
Well, here's another one shouldn't be in here. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
That's another political one.
That's a guy yelling at Dan Quayle, right?
Lloyd Benson.
Right. Wrong category again.
Okay. Here's a good one. You idiot. From Ren and Stimpy.
Okay, oh, yeah. That's right.
Ren and Stimpy.
The animated ones are good. I think the animated ones belong on the list.
Idiot.
You idiot. Right. How do they spell that? E-E-E-E-E-D-I-O-T. You idiot.
Hey, where's this one? Where's this one? Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
That's a classic. That's way up there.
I think it should be in there. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Mr. Roker. All right, well, we come back, Mike. It's spotlight on our affiliates.
Oh, dear.
Hey, guys, we've not heard anything on from Nancy yet, have we?
No, I hope to hear from him during the break.
Dormant. All right, so we might be going down to Florida with the beautiful Jim Nance in a second. In case that don't work out.
She's down there working on her tan.
When we come back, we'll be talking about some of our affiliate cities. In particular, the topic will be crime.
Ah.
Crime at a major, major store in our affiliate cities.
Really?
Okay. A retail chain has just released a bunch of crime statistics about their stores across America.
Oh, good. It'll give me a chance to ask you about a new store that's coming out, and I don't know if you've seen the ad for it.
What?
I kid you not. I thought it was a fake commercial when I first saw it.
What's the store?
C-Mart. Have you seen the ads for it?
You mean letter C-Mart?
C-Mart. And it's supposed to be.
I have not seen it.
I actually.
Seen it.
I paused it on the old TiVo.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
C-Mart, they had an ad. They said it's going to be an exit right off the Beltway.
That lady should call. That lady that called the show about an hour ago that was mad about me talking about the woman having a little horse.
It's supposed to be anything you want. Anything you want. I'm not kidding you. C-Mart.
And imagine if they really used the word.
Yeah.
If they really said,
Welcome
to.
Welcome. They're all just wearing aprons.
I put that on a T-shirt.
Welcome to C-Mart. Thank you for shopping with us. Make sure you check out our snack shack.
I know a bunch of greeters.
Yes, please.
I know a bunch. Can you imagine how you'd be greeted at C-Mart?
Oh, sure.
It'd be just like for most guys, it'd be like going home at night.
It'd be fantastic. It'd be a nice opportunity for some people.
Paper or plastic?
I've been all day with the kids. You got the job. You go with your friends. You get to have fun. Well, take care of these rats for a while.
Just get that guy from Walmart, too. C's are great.
And the last thing I'll tell you, Mike, the store in question is, in fact, Walmart.
Is it Walmart?
When we come back, we'll play a little game.
Okay.
In calendar year 2006, what city had the most police calls to its Walmart?
I can't wait.
Out of our affiliate cities.
All right.
These cities are playing the game. Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Sacramento, Reno, Las Vegas, Wichita, Rochester, New York, Miami, Burlington, Iowa, Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon, Spokane, York, Pennsylvania, Lafayette, Louisiana, and Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Those are the markets we broadcast to where they have Walmarts.
Crime.
Quite a horse race. Sorry, Barbaro.
And I just tell you, you won't be let down.
Oh, goody.
You won't be let down.
Oh, fantastic.
You won't be let down.
Good stuff. Where else do they have to go?
In the 916. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.